Federal opposition leader Angus Taylor has pledged in his budget reply to make one of the biggest cuts to immigration in Australia's history. He's also announced plans to block non-citizens from accessing government welfare programs. Matt Canavan is the leader of the Nationals and Shadow Minister for Trade, Investment and Tourism. Matt Canavan, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be with you.
Angus Taylor says a coalition government would make the biggest migration cut in Australian history. What figure would you like to see for the net overseas migration?
Well, I want to see a figure that's calibrated to the needs of the Australian people, in particular the number of homes we're building every year, because if we don't have enough homes for people, we shouldn't take more people in. We can see the consequence of that ourselves, all of us, in particularly in major cities, but even in regional centres like mine in Rockhampton. You're seeing the shocking situation of people having to live in tents. And I just can't understand why the government won't act here. They're being completely ignorant of the views of the Australian people. Clearly, the Australian people want a reduction in migration so that Australians can have a roof over their head. And yet this budget this week increases immigration again. It's already at record levels. And the Labor Party is just completely ignoring the will of the Australian people. And that's why you're getting a backlash. That's why you're getting anger from people, because they see in Canberra a government that is not representing them. Clearly, we need to make sure that Australians are put first, that we don't have this situation where we're even working for people with a job, people with families. I've seen it, I've spoken to people who have to live out of their cars, live in tents, because there's no houses available. How can we allow this to continue to happen and then take more people in? We don't have the homes for the people who live here. And so that's what the number needs to be. The number needs to be calibrated to that.
Do you agree that certain welfare provided by government should only be provided to Australian citizens, not to permanent residents and others?
Well, absolutely. I think it's just common sense. It's been around for a while, but this situation, but I think it's become more stark now that we've had this record migration. This government, by the end of this term, will bring in 2 million extra people. We've never seen anything like that.
Some of those are Australians returning, aren't they?
No, this is in net terms. So I'm factoring them out. This is in net terms. This is additional people coming to our country. In net terms, 2 million people. And we just can't afford to keep providing welfare. Now, we've said we're not kicking anyone off. Right? So if you've come here under those rules, you'll maintain access to the age pension, to other welfare programs. But there'll be a new rule. We're saying a new rule going forward. If you come to Australia going forward, you'll only qualify for this generosity, and we're very generous, if you commit to Australia, if you commit to us, if you become a naturalised Australian citizen. I think that's a common sense principle, and particularly given the budget pressures we're facing.
If permanent residents are paying tax, should they not be entitled to services that come from those taxes?
Well, our obligation is the Australian people first, and someone who's not an Australian citizen is not an Australian. So we look after Australians first. That's our principle. And in an environment where the government says it has to slash private insurance rebates to Australian pensioners, I've spoken to people. I mentioned one last night, Mary, in my budget reply speech. Mary, and spoke to her in Albury. She doesn't know what she's going to do. She's facing over $500 increase in her private health insurance payment as a pensioner, as an Australian. And this government heartlessly says, no, you've got to cop it, Mary, because we've got to keep paying welfare for the millions of people we've brought in from overseas. If the government is looking for budget savings, why doesn't it look? Our suggestion here is let's look after Australians first. Let's look after people like Mary who've worked their whole life, who've paid their private health insurance through their whole life, and the promise they'd have this rebate in retirement. What does Mary do? She's a pensioner, so she... It's hard to go out and work again. Is that what the government wants people to do when they're 70, when they're 80 years old? Why are they cutting that off older people, older Australians, but continuing to be so generous to the millions and millions of people they just keep bringing to this country without a plan to house them?
Is there a need to cut the number of international students coming into Australia, in your view?
Oh, absolutely. It's a total scam at the moment. It's just ridiculous. I speak to so many young people who go to lecture theatres, and way over half, I've heard 70, 80% of students are from overseas. the principal job of Australian universities.
Those universities?
Of course they do. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have foreign students. We've always done that. But the principal role of an Australian university should be to teach Australian students. That should be the principal objective, right? And let's be serious here. A loss of the pipeline of foreign students that are coming to this country are not really coming here to study. It's become a conduit to citizenship. I was in Calcutta a couple of years ago, and I've seen firsthand the migration agents there are not selling a degree in Australia. They're selling a pathway to permanent residency and ultimately citizenship. And I want to say, I don't blame the people coming here. I'd love to come here. I'd love to come to Australia. I blame the government who has allowed our university system, the student visa system, which has worked fine. And I'm not saying we don't take students from overseas, but they've allowed that to become abused, to become a scam, and not used for its intended purpose. And so I just think we need Australian universities to get back to focusing on Australian students first. Yes, yep, you can have a component of foreign students, but your principal objective is to look after Australia, to do research in our interests. You get a lot of government funding. It should be focused on Australia first. And that principle it has guided all of our policy making from Angus Taylor and I, that we are simply going to put the Australian people first. And yes, sometimes that means we need to trade. Yes, that sometimes means it's in Australia's interest to take foreign students. But that student visa system has become a scam, needs to be scaled back, and that would be in the best interests of Australians.
One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce has thanked the Coalition, saying Angus Taylor's budget reply speech basically reads off the One Nation script. Are your policies an attempt to win back voters who have put their support behind One Nation?
Not at all. I mean, what Angus announced, we announced last night, is we are going to end Barnaby Joyce's net zero agenda. It was Barnaby Joyce that brought in net zero. I was there. I tried to fight against it. I tried to fight against him. But he put his foot down and he did a deal with Scott Morrison, and he was the vice captain of net zero. He was deputy prime minister when it came in. So I don't know if Barnaby's apologised yet, but I stuck to my guns. I said this was insane from day one. And the whole world is woken up now. It's unfortunately taken a terrible Middle East crisis for the penny to drop. But we now have the absurd situation with a government that says it's committed to net zero, is running around the world subsidising the oil production in foreign countries. They've taken the chequebook of your government, of your money, and just writing blank checks to nations all through the Asia-Pacific region to buy the very thing they think we should be shutting down, that is fossil fuels. It's crazy.
The clock's against us. Thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Matt Canavan, leader of the Nationals and Shadow Minister for Trade, Investment and Tourism.